So as we continue this morning on this somewhat complicated book of Hebrews, just a few things to keep in mind. It was written for first century Jewish Christians. That's who the target audience was. They were facing a great deal of persecution, pressure, to forsake all that they had come to believe and return to the old ways of Judaism. If we attempt to place it in the context of our culture, often we can miss what's being said. So we have to kind of run a balance between its original intent. I'm not suggesting for a moment that there aren't truths in there for us, but we need to read much of it in the framework of the early readers. There was a blending of the Old Testament truths that were brought forth to the early days of the church, and now we see a new revelation beginning to take place of who God is and who His Son is. With that knowledge of who Jesus is, last week we looked at the question, how shall we escape if we ignore or neglect so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, has confirmed to us by those who heard it. Now this morning I want to move on into chapter 3. You'll remember that I have named the author of Hebrews Theophilus, because I don't have a clue who actually wrote it. And we will continue on who Jesus is in our lives. Now, yesterday, as Albert mentioned Joyce's funeral, yes, she has a lot of crowns that she can lay at Jesus' feet. But yesterday during the funeral, I mentioned the difference between religion and relationships. The Jews knew all about religion. They knew how to keep the rules. They had memorized the Torah. They had interpreted the rules over and over and over again. They studied them, believing that the rules of the law would somehow bring them closer to God. So many people today know about religion, but they miss the point about Jesus. He's not a religious figure from the pages of history. If he was, it would be really easy to lump him in with all the others, but that isn't the case. If at some point we can blend with those first century Jews, it's in this. We leave the trappings of religion behind and embrace a relationship with Jesus. That's what we're called to do. So, beginning at Hebrews 3:1, I'm going to read through the first 6 verses. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He is faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God. See, if we're relying on ourselves and on the things that we can do, leaving faith out of the equation, Theophilus or whoever wrote Hebrews would say, you'll never enter into God's rest. Where will you go if His salvation is insufficient for you? Where will you go if you think His provision isn't enough? What other God is big enough to do this? You see, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. If I'm relying on myself, if I'm relying on what I can do, there's no faith in that. This morning I would ask you, do you believe that God is capable of doing the impossible? Do you believe it? If the answer is yes, have you put it to the test? Ooh, that's where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? When we walk by faith, do you know something? God takes us to places that we have never been before. He takes us into things that we have never before experienced. When I first started in my ministry, Mary Lou is the only one that remembers this or that knows this. I was asked to come to a small congregation of about 15 people. They told me that they had saved enough money to pay my salary for 6 months. That was it. Would you come and be our pastor? I was leaving a government job that I had seniority and security. It was a good paying job. And it would have been so easy to stay. But would you come and be our pastor? We can guarantee you a salary for 6 months. Does that make sense? It makes sense under one circumstance. That you truly believe that God has called you into something and that He will supply all your needs. 6 months turned into 13 and a half years. And those 15 core people who I love dearly eventually topped 200 on our largest Sunday. I believe that what God works in the miraculous. But we have to walk by faith. We have to do the things that don't make sense. And the evidence is how we obey and how we trust. You see, God is bigger than the unknown. And there are times when He expects us to walk in things that aren't logical because it's the only way He can demonstrate His faithfulness to us. The only way. I just want you to think about this over the next while. What are the things that God is challenging you to do? Some of you may be called into ministry. You go, not me. Are you kidding me? Some of you may be called to be part of our worship team. I couldn't sing in front of anybody. There's bigger things that He wants to do in and through us. What are those things? What are those challenges of faith that when we look at them logically, you go, not going to do it. You know, my God is big enough. My God is big enough. I said to Mary Lou, probably shouldn't even tell you this, may I will. No, honestly, I'm just being honest and vulnerable here. I was getting ready for the funeral on Friday. I was getting, and it suddenly occurred to me, good grief, I'm the preacher. How did that happen? No, seriously. Seriously, I look at my life, and sometimes I just kind of go, like, how did this happen? I don't know. All I know is that God will take us from where we are to what he would have us be when we launch out in faith, believing that he has something far greater for us. What are the challenges? What are the challenges that he's called you to do? What are the challenges that he's called all of us to? And how do we respond to those? Sometimes boggles my mind. It really does. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the challenges that you put before us. Lord, for those opportunities when we can let go of ourselves and allow you to move in our lives. Lord, you work in the impossible. You work in the miraculous. You work in the things that aren't logical and don't make sense. And Lord, we are blessed because of it. Father, if there's anyone that's dealing with how do we, or what do we, or I can't today, Lord, I pray that you'll just give them the courage to let go of all of those things and say, yes, I believe, and to follow you. Father, I praise you for what you've done in my life and my wife's life. Lord, I'm so grateful. Father, I just pray that we as a congregation, as a family, Lord, will move into things that literally are impossible, and we will demonstrate your provision and power. Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just as a warning, Hebrews is all about faith. So you're going to hear some more messages about that. Thank you.